Gerwin Davies, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my God, my pleasure. I first came across your work, I think it was it 2020 that you had an Art Significant show that James, the wonderful James Doré, took us around, and it was in Surrey Hills or Paddington?
At the UNSW Galleries.
That's it.
So that was the kind of culmination of the PhD exhibition, Plush, it was called.
Plush.
Yeah.
You started out studying photography in 2012. Did you finish that?
I finished it in 2012. So I started in 2009 at the Queensland College of Art. And then, yeah, so my honours finished in 2012.
And what did you start out photographing?
I guess, you know, actually it really, what led me into studying at university, I was kind of, you know, making these kind of performative constructed images with my housemates. And I mean, technically they were, you know, pretty hairy, but it was that kind of performing for the camera was really at the very start of my interest in photography. So that was always an element of it. While I was doing my undergrad, there was some kind of staging something for the camera, but I was doing a lot of constructed still lives as well. So there was always this kind of material fabrication element. So I was making these miniatures. I was kind of sewing on a machine out of paper, and then making these very crude kind of denim sculptures, which ultimately been photographed.
Do you still have some of those sculptures today?
Definitely not. I mean, they weren't exactly, they weren't incredibly well executed. So
they kind of just lasted as long as the photograph, is that?
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what I was doing, which is, I think that's what you're supposed to do at art school, but there was this kind of, you know, covering them in cream and things, and it was all, you know. So
I love it.
It stank. And I don't know what I was doing, but that's, you know, you're there to kind of try things. And so I really tried it all.
You're this fabulous mix of costume design and making, and then photography, and then kind of digital, what was the word you used? Digital interventions. I loved that. When did you start making the costume design for yourself? Or when did you start to go, oh yeah, I'm going to like make these really cool costumes?
Well, I kind of started making them at first and putting them on a friend who I would drag into the studio, and she would step before the camera and I'd put these structurally unsound creations on her. And, you know, it was pretty taxing for time to drag her in the studio all the time, and I was really bossy. And so I was kind of pushing the limits of our friendship. So inevitably I just started shooting them on myself. So it was really just kind of a practical thing that made me start dressing up for the camera. But that happened, I think, during my kind of undergrad process, that kind of creation of these things, these weird sculptural costumes for the camera.
Do you have like a frequent flyers membership at Spotlight?
I think I've got like 5 or 6. I don't know how it's happened, but it's like every email address I've ever had has a separate one. But yes, I'm renowned across Spotlights.
Do the ladies know you there? I'm sure they do.
Yeah. I've also now set up a very deep, I can text my new fabric store in Hurstville, and it's, you know, so I can harass her over the phone. I don't even have to go in there anymore. So I've really elevated that relationship.
I love it. I love, and your costumes are this fabulous mix of materials, right? It's actually not just fabric. There is everything from sponges to paper plates to plastic plates. What material has surprised you the most in all of your costume making for its kind of effectiveness?
I think, you know, I used to do a lot more unconventional materials, and I've started now, it's a lot more fabrics and working with kind of foams to build form. And so upholstery foam is the kindest thing to me. It's actually more about what hasn't worked that always sticks in my mind than what does work. I go through kind of phases of materials that I'm drawn to, and then I use it for everything because it's, you know, going well. But there has been a lot of failures along the way. And I mean, one of the kind of foulest ones was this costume I constructed out of steel wool, and it was these kind of budget, which I realized you could kind of flex apart and then you could kind of deconstruct them. But I, you know, I kind of wrapped it around my body and was in the studio shooting it. And then when I removed it, apart from the stench of this kind of sour metal smell, I removed it and there was all these kind of micro cuts all over me that I hadn't felt while I was shooting. So it was a disaster. So that's probably the worst one.
That was the worst one. Death by a thousand cuts, literally.
Yeah. Sometimes I panic when I'm in the studio thinking like I could asphyxiate and die in this costume, and it just would be such a shameful way to be found.